On tonight's Hillbilly Nerd Talk, the fraternity picnic, Gary Newman and Nine Inch Nails, Satan's Out Back, Smoking Hot Models, and Buy American.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk with Hank and Petra.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. I'm Hank.
And I'm Petra.
I have a, next week we're going to Cincinnati Reds ball game.
Yep.
And we're going with some old fraternity buddies of mine who I'm trying to rekindle a relationship with.
That sounded more than platonic.
You know, it kind of did, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, I laughed at you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, babe.
You know, and our fraternity never had any of those gay rituals where, you know, they did stuff with people's butts and stuff. It seems to be a...
What?
I don't know. Stick a candle in somebody's butt and make them walk around, shit like that.
No, never heard of that.
I've seen them in movies. And I've heard it in hazing stuff, of whatever.
Of what not to do?
Yeah, of basically of
okay,
shit I would never do in my life.
I actually am looking at you with, like, pity in my eyes right now, because I'm like, oh, my God, you're a guy, and you actually have to be told not to do that shit.
Yeah.
When you're in college.
Yeah.
Don't stick a candle in somebody's butt. That's bad.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm sorry you're a dude.
Well, no, my fraternity never did anything like that. I never had any kind of, I don't know, not that kind of hazing anyway. And, you know, I just went back to this fraternity the last few weeks.
Uh-huh.
They had a summer picnic. And I told you about it. But it is like a weird homecoming. It is homecoming in a way.
Yeah,
it, you know, a summer picnic, it's still... Like a reunion is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's a mini reunion of sorts. I get it.
Yeah, it's a little mini reunion. And it's just funny how things change. There was one table with all of us old guys mm-hmm. around it. And our discussion was me, I'm in real estate. Another guy who's a financial advisor in real estate. Another guy that owns... half of the town in
real
property. Another guy who's he's the vice president of a bank. Another guy that owns tons of businesses. So our little table,
it's all money.
We were talking about fixed rate loans, like banks. We were bitching at the banker because they only do fixed rate loans for commercial property up to 5 years. And then it turns into something else. But they won't do you fixed. They won't do a fixed rate loan for 15 years or whatever on commercial property.
Of course not.
So we were giving that guy hell, of course.
Yeah.
So, like, that's some of the stuff that was at our table. And the other thing was somebody was asking about the how to calculate the what I've been talking about lately. But they were in a pretty deep discussion with me about the. Calculating the cap rate on commercial property investment.
Yeah.
And we know the equation, you know, the cap rate's the purchase? No, it's the income for a year divided by the purchase price.
Okay.
And then multiply by 100, that gets you a cap rate.
A percentage, yeah.
But the debate was, like, what does that really tell you? And, I mean, these guys were in it enough to, like, they knew what the hell we were talking about.
Yeah, so you're having a really deep philosophical discussion there.
Yeah, exactly. And
were
then,
you playing beer pong at the same time? Or?
Well, at the other end of this little hallway, it's all in the fraternity house. You've got the new guy, or the active members of the fraternity. Literally, when I walked by one time, they were literally talking about different strains of weed. And how one had more of this and less of that. They're a bunch of agriculture majors now. So these little fuckers can grow weed like nobody's business.
Gosh, I bet they can, yeah.
and then somebody else, another time I walked by and they were talking about somebody's girlfriend's dog peed on their carpet and it was just the end of the world to them. So that's what they're worried about. They're worried about dogs peeing on their carpet and what strain of weed they can.
It sounds like the Playboy Mansion to me.
You know what? It's pretty fun. And man, these young guys, I guess back in the day, but man, they can drink. God almighty.
Can those guys drink?
They drink enough to. I don't see how a human being survives. And they seemed halfway coherent. Like there was nobody being carried out. Yeah. But these guys, I'm telling you, like, the big leader things of, like, Jim Beam and Wild Turkey and the liquor. And, I mean, just carrying it around. And within a few hours, you'd see that thing, like, three quarters gone. I don't know if they're doing shots with people. I don't know if they're mixing just everybody. But it was insane seeing.
You're like, how can you still be walking and drinking like that? Yeah.
Yeah. And they were. And did fine. Let me tell you something else weird. These crazy kids.
Well, they do.
I never thought, and this must be the most brilliant marketing campaign in the history of marketing campaigns. Did you ever think it would be a time when the type of cooler you had was a status symbol?
No, but I've heard what is the brand of cooler?
Yeti.
Yeah.
These damn coolers are like $400 or $500 per cooler.
Are you shitting me?
If you get one that's a normal size cooler that holds, you know, I don't know how many cubic feet and all that crap, but, you know, 3 or 4 feet wide and this normal cooler.
Yeah, a picnic cooler.
I heard from this picnic that they're about $400 to $500.
What the fuck did they do?
And hell, everybody had one. Everybody. I'm telling you, it was a status symbol at that picnic. Every active brother, every alumni except me.
Brother Randy was telling me about, I don't know if he sold some through his store. I got the idea that they were like lunch coolers, the little tiny ones.
Little teeny ones?
Yeah. Evidently everybody has to have one.
Yeah.
But I thought it was like a redneck thing. I didn't think it was something that, I thought it went east, not west.
And maybe it's nationwide, but it was amazing. Had especially when they told me how much. And when somebody else pointed out to me, one of the alumni my age, and he's the one pointed out, and he's like, he said, do you see all those coolers there? He said, do you ever think there'd be a time where that be a status symbol? And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And he's like, every one of those coolers is like $400 or $500. And he pointed, and of course there was like 10 or 20 of them, like, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, holy shit, there's $20,000 in fucking coolers here.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Well, all right. That is so weird to me because I used to be always on the hunt. Like, when I worked in the environmental field, we pulled samples, and you had to have a cooler to keep it at a certain temperature. And so I was always after coolers. And man, mine would disappear. I was like, really? I have had raw sewage samples in this, and you're going to steal my damn cooler. And I mean, and it happened all the time, and it finally got to a point where I got aggressively nasty about it. I bought a bunch of pink coolers
online. You're talking. Yeah.
I had, like, the UPS driver just wheeled tons of them in, just cooler after cooler after. And all those guys at the plants were so mad at me for that. They were like, we used to like your coolers. Now they're all pink. It's like, yeah, F you.
And now you're not going to steal it, asshole.
Yeah, yeah. Because I could, you know, see in the back of somebody's truck and go, that's my cooler.
Well, hell, you'd have to put a tracking device if it was a Yeti cooler.
You would. I can't imagine.
You get a $400 cooler, shit, you can't lose the boat.
No. No, and I would get mad if somebody took my cooler. I mean, I would kind of keep a mental note of where they were at and, like, call people, because there were some people that hang on to them forever. I hated that.
Yeah, well, cooler saga.
Yeah.
And one last thing about these young fraternity
brothers.
I think I've talked about on the show, I've been using some high school kids for some painting this summer as like a summer job.
Yeah.
And it cracks me up that these are young girls, 16 years old, that love classic country. We playfully call them
Loretta Lynn and Tammy Wynette.
Yeah, Loretta Lynn and Tammy Wynette. And that's the two girls I'm talking about. That's my nickname for them.
Yeah.
But they really love that. Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, all that. I go back to this fraternity summer picnic. Uh-huh. That's exactly what they're all listening to. I must have heard Garth Brooks' Friends in Low Places 10 times.
Well, you know what that is? Those kids there are easily the age of, like, if we had had kids right out of college.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, that's their age group. So they're being rebellious by listening to music that we don't listen to.
Isn't that funny?
It is.
That is great that that's their rebellion. They listen to Hank Jr. I heard Country Boy Can't Survive. Family Tradition. Hell, they played. I mean, that's just. It's funny to hear all that. Because it kind of takes you back because I'm like. It's weird. It's just weird.
Yeah, I heard that music.
Because I like that. And back in the day, that's what I listened to when I was their age. Like, I listened to some of that.
I like too, some of it, but I don't know. I outgrew it real quick.
But there's some classic country I'll never get tired of. That Dwight Yoakam song, they played that a couple of times. The guitars, Cadillacs. Hillbilly music. That's a great song.
Yeah, Dwight Yoakam's good. I mean, there are some.
That's an Eastern Kentucky boy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so that was some of the shenanigans at the picnic, and bringing this back also to what we're going to do next weekend is hang out with some of these guys at a Reds ball game, and this is what I was going to tell you.
I don't even have a red T-shirt. Do you?
Yeah, we'll find one. we'll take care of that. Way back in the day, when I was still in this fraternity, literally 26 years ago.
Okay.
I'm 47. This would have been when I was probably 21. It had to have been either 1990 or 1991.
Uh-huh.
One of these 2 years. I don't remember exactly. But at homecoming, there was an alumni, and people would warn us that he was a gigantic asshole. His last name was McDaniels, and all the cool alumni who'd come around, they're like, "Now, okay, this McDaniels guy, he's gonna come around. You know, we basically don't like him either, but you know, you're just gonna have to put up with him a while.
If he was a brother here, you have to put up with it.
Yeah, basically, and whatever. So he gave us the kind of a warning. So this guy shows up, and he's probably late 20s at this time. Like, he's out of college, married, has a kid. Like I said, let's just say
he's an adult compared to you.
He was an adult hanging out with us fraternity guys.
Barely of legal drinking age.
He just is the biggest jerk. It rubs everybody the wrong way. Just rubs you the wrong way. Just right off the bat, like nobody liked him. And maybe it's because the older guys had set us up, part of it. We were tainted. But by the end of the night, this guy is so drunk, and he's hitting on everybody's girlfriend. And I don't mean like hitting on them, like, you know, feeling out the waters. I'm talking one of these assholes that grabs girls.
Yeah.
Inappropriate stuff. Totally, like right in front of you. Like you'll be with your girlfriend right there, and him basically try to pull some bullshit
groping move.
I'm an alumni. I'm allowed to do this type.
That's odd. Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So by the end of the night, everybody was just tired of this guy.
Yeah.
Just tired of him.
So did you fight him?
Yes. Basically, that's where this is going. Yes. He did that to a girl I was dating at the time, and she was at this party, and she basically told me, like, you know, he just will not leave me alone. He's got his hands all over me, and, you know, somebody's going to have to do something because all my girlfriends are all, you know, like he's about to rape somebody.
In the living room in front of everybody.
That's an exaggeration. But anyway, the point is he was just a total jerk. So I confronted him about it. He said something to me. I said something to him. And
who threw the first punch?
Me. I pushed him. I about pushed his sternum through his thoracic spine, basically.
Ooh.
We were right in the middle of the street, and it finally just came to that, and I pushed him real hard. It wasn't a punch. It was more a push, but he was way drunker than I was.
Yeah.
I wasn't even really that drunk. And he fell down. And this was in the middle of the street. And as soon as he fell down, I just jumped on top of him, just started punching him in the face. And I probably got 3 or 4 punches
before they
pulled me off. And everybody went their separate ways. But, man, they were 3 or 4, I mean, hard. as mad as you could get at somebody. Yeah. Well, he's going with us to Cincinnati this weekend, just so you know. So, yeah.
Does he know that your wife is way meaner than you are?
Well...
Like, I will break his fucking hand.
I got the message.
I give it to you.
I got the message today from some of the other guys, and they were changing hotel rooms we were going to be in, and somebody made a comment. Yeah, McDaniels wanted a different hotel than this one for some reason. And so I told the guy who was texting me who's getting this put together, I'm like, just so you know, here's what happened with me and McDaniels back in the day. And if you still want to put this on, but you know, me and him are going to have a talk about this. Like, this is not going to be an option.
Well, like, all right,
So he played middleman here.
Back and forth between the two.
Eddie played middleman, and basically, for a while, this guy McDaniels, they banned him from the house, from doing anything. Like, they all knew. Everybody in the world knew he was a gigantic jerk.
Was he even invited to anything ever? Is he still a jerk, or is he?
That's the thing. Apparently, and I had heard this from other people through the years, that he totally had changed. Like, somehow, and I've never, that's why I'm really curious to go to this Reds game, because I've never seen an asshole convert to a non-asshole in my life. Have you?
No.
Once an asshole, always an asshole. I want to witness this miracle.
Uh-huh.
Because I've heard that he came back and joined our alumni association and became active in the fraternity as an alumni.
Okay.
And basically, like, almost like an alcoholic going through rehab. Like, he apologized to everybody. He knew he was a jerk. And... totally has turned it around.
Okay.
So, I get a message from McDaniels here.
Oh, okay.
So, this is after Eddie is going back and forth.
Going back and forth.
I'm telling like, Eddie the story.
Hank wants to be...
I'm telling Eddie the story of like, hey, just so you know, me and McDaniels, you know, I've pretty much, you know, me and him got in a fight. It was ugly back in the day and blah, blah, blah. And anyway... So that's when Eddie was telling me the same thing. Like, I know everybody hated him, but I'm telling you, he's a different guy, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
He's a friend of mine now. He's a good guy, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, well, I don't care. Give him my contact info.
I was crazy
info.
In college, so I
me too. We've all made mistakes.
Yeah.
I've not made that kind of mistakes, but still,
me
whatever.
Me either, but.
So this is what I get from McDaniels. Hi, Hank. Hope this finds you well. From the looks of things I see on Facebook, you have and continue to have great success. At the risk of sounding odd, I'm proud of you for that. I spoke with Eddie this morning. He informed me that some of my past actions have caused a problem between us.
Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead.
To be 100% honest, I was a bit surprised. Not that I doubt that it's possible, just don't remember or realize that we had a conflict.
Whoa.
And he probably
doesn't.
He was
so drunk he didn't remember.
I don't know. Wow. I guess I've, quote, matured, end quotes, enough to see that my behavior / action in my early 20s would be considered that of a complete asshole. That's what he writes.
Well, I'm anxious to meet this guy now.
Like, that's pretty bold.
Yeah, yeah.
Having said that, I hope you can accept my apology. I truly have nothing but complete respect for you. I am hoping that we can move beyond this and consider ourselves friends / brothers.
Fraternity please brothers. Tell me, please tell me he has short man's disease. He's short.
He is, of course.
Okay, yeah.
Look forward to seeing you this weekend and was glad to hear that you were coming. Should be a good time, McDaniels.
All right.
So I wrote back. I've been with a paint crew all afternoon, so sorry for the delayed response. We all make mistakes. It's all good. Looking forward to hanging out next weekend. It's a goal of mine this year to get together with old friends more often and make new ones. And thank you for reaching out. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Good deal. Good deal. Proud of you.
So it sounds like
Maybe.
Sounds like he's turned his shit around. Watch it there, Petra.
I'm not even drinking, and I'm going to knock the chair over.
It's all right. So that sounds promising.
Yeah.
It sounds like somebody that, I don't know, there's hope.
Yeah, and people do mature. Most people
sometimes
do.
If you can get through that, whatever. But like I said, I've never seen an asshole turn it around and become a non-asshole. So I'm really want to see this miracle, this unicorn for myself.
Me too. I wonder. I just wonder if like too many beers go past in a ball game.
I know. That's what I'm wondering.
Dives back into
get a few drinks.
Peg stands
and all of a sudden, yeah, it's back to Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Break the tank.
God, I don't know. So we will see how it goes with old McDaniels. Are you ready for it?
McDaniels had a farm. Yes.
Yeah, and it goes well with our fraternity right now with a bunch of agriculture majors.
Yeah, it does.
Which I'm not putting that down. Whatever. Things go in waves, right?
Well, yeah. I guess they're probably all trying to grow wheat.
That comes in handy. Hell, that's a great major to have right now.
Heck yeah. As soon as they get it legal.
Yeah, I was going to play our song that I found.
Our theme song this week.
This is in 2009. Can you believe that?
Nine.
You love this group.
I do. But I do, yeah.
This version of this song
is fantastic.
It is stellar.
This is Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails cover with
Gary Newman
on lead vocals singing Cars.
Yeah, them covering Cars with Gary Newman himself.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And the crowd's going apeshit,
yeah,
too.
If you get a chance. I don't know if I've seen a live video that captured so well.
Yeah.
I mean, you get the feel that you're one of those musicians on stage in a weird,
yeah,
way.
Looking over at...
Yeah, it's the way the camera's panning, because the camera's on stage looking at the audience, not
that way. Yeah, and it's
got to
be just, you know, something on somebody's camera or like a very, like a handheld even.
Yeah.
It's just, it moves too smooth. It's not a large, awkward camera.
I don't know, it gives me just a total new appreciation for that, even genre of music. That's a damn good song.
Yes.
I can listen to that every morning when I get up.
Well, you did listen to it like every afternoon for about a week straight.
Just to get me going, that would be...
You were all pumped up.
Yes, I could... Yes, that would pump me up every morning. That's a great song to get you started right there.
Yep.
That would be awesome. What do you think?
I used to listen to Nine Inch Nails on the way to cosmetology school.
Did you really? Well,
yeah, I'd blare it. They made fun of me pulling into the parking lot.
Well, maybe. Whatever. All right. You enjoy Outback Steakhouse.
Yes.
Because they have a gluten-free menu.
Yes, they do. And they're usually very, very serious about it. So.
Well, it's a shame that, I don't know if we can go back, because they're apparently a bunch of devil worshipers. They're going to take over the world worshiping Satan.
Okay. And I'm supposed to oppose this... As opposed to Chick-fil-A that wants to take over the world for Jesus.
So. Well, that's your choice.
Okay.
You got Jesus and Satan.
All right.
Yeah, you're right. In that situation, we'll take Outback. Gotta say.
Well, all right. Hank just propped this story, surprise story on me. So I'm just joking about this out my butt. So.
I don't know. This is one of these, I'm skeptical, but not in a bad way.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is one of these supposedly it just kind of organically came up and somebody figured this out and somebody else figured something else out. I think this is total marketing by Outback and it's brilliant, personally.
Okay.
But that being said, the way the story has played out.
Okay.
Some dude figured out that several locations around the country where there's Outback Steakhouses.
Uh-huh.
in like different areas close to each other. They all form pentagrams. Isn't that funny?
That is kind of funny. I'm like, maybe that has something to do with traffic patterns and where major shopping centers happen to be.
Or maybe it's Beelzebub influencing them.
That is not exactly equilateral pentagram there. I'm going to say...
This is in Florida, above Jacksonville. Waycross, I don't know. You connect them up, you get a pentagram. You get a Florida pentagram.
That looks more. That doesn't look like a satanic pentagram. That looks like SpongeBob's buddy Patrick.
See, like Honey Dip says, "Hold the damn phone," and then she's got a picture.
Yeah, I think it's Patrick.
Think it's Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe.
Where's some more?
Here is a picture of a whole bunch of them. Here's New York.
New York.
There's the ones in Queens, the one in Brooklyn, the one wherever, Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those.
Yeah.
See?
I'm going to guess this is a bunch of bullshit.
How dare you?
But, all right, so what has Outback responded?
Well, Outback, again, whether it was planned or not planned, either way, brilliant marketing. Here's a response to somebody. What the, WTF? WTF is Outback Steakhouse planning, for God's sakes. And then Outback Steakhouse puts this out. They superimpose
a blooming onion on top of it. Yeah.
And it says plot twist to their conspiracy.
Good for
theory.
Them. Good for them. Cause,
yeah, instead of a pentagram, they've got a blooming onion.
Yeah.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, photoshopped onto the map. It's.
And there's another one from, that was from Outback, and here's another one from Outback. Well, somebody replied, "Nah, we're on to you, devil restaurant," which is funny. And Outback's response to that, if blooming onion is evil, then we don't want to be nice.
Good for them.
And there you go. And they've gotten a gazillion, bazillion
retweets
and follows. And this little pentagram is multiple places, by the way. It's kind of funny. That's the Florida area. I just showed you the New York area. There's one in the San
Francisco. I'm pretty sure if you.
There's San Francisco. There's Indianapolis.
Go to any major city that has five Outbacks in it. You can pretty much draw a star with them.
Wherever that one is, that one really looks. Wherever the hell Gilbert, Mesa, that's Mesa. Tempe, Arizona. All right, they really got the pentagram exactly down
well,
there.
Well, out there, everything was laid out exactly as square. So, again, I'm going to go with that's where their shopping centers are. I think we need to go higher. The conspiracy is higher than just Outback.
Think so?
Yeah.
Think it goes way above that?
I think it goes all the way up to shopping center.
Petra, that is the devil influencing the minds of the people who own Outback is what that is. You know that's what that is. That's unconscious. It's like backward masking records.
And pass the Chick-fil-A.
Those people, those artists, they don't even know they're doing it. It just shows up subliminally because they are not right with the Lord. Maybe some of these, we should look for places that form a cross.
I think we should drop the subject because I'm getting a little uncomfortable. Knock it off, Hank.
You get a little uncomfortable?
Yes.
Look at you. That is funny. But I don't see a lot of people looking for crosses and things. Well, they always look for devil stars.
You know what? Back in the, mid-80s, didn't they have, like, somebody claimed to hypnotically regress somebody, like some kind of repressed memories of Satan, like some kind of cult Satan worship, and then my parents laughed about it, I think, a little bit. My grandparents were like, Oh my God! Everybody's been abused by devil worshippers. It was bad.
It was bad back in the day.
Yeah, it was on Geraldo and Oprah and Sally Jesse Raphael and all those shows.
Well, I don't know. I wonder if somebody really seriously did really look though, and played a million different things backward masking type of stuff instead of hearing and finding like devilly stuff.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if, seriously, they couldn't find a once in a while, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, or some religious thing. I mean, it's all random.
Maybe? I don't know. I've never heard of that. I think it's...
Or like I said, instead of looking for pentagrams, how many different, honestly, you could find something that forms a sort of a cross, I'll bet, in all kinds of
sure.
stuff.
Sure, you could find all kinds of,
It's all in what you're looking for, right?
Symbolism. It is. You find what you're looking for. Mm. Which makes me suspect all these people who are like, devil worshippers!
Well, maybe. Do you care about fashion models smoking? Apparently it's making a comeback in ads. And I'm not talking them smoking when they're not modeling. I'm talking...
They're smoking in advertisements.
In shoots, and yes. Like, this is one of the Jenners. Who is this? This Kendall Jenner. Apparently, that's making the rounds.
Okay. She's butt naked, of course, and smoking a cigarette. All right.
Yeah, she's covering her privates, you know, strategically placed.
I'm not sure she's 18. That smacks of kiddie porn.
Surely she's 18 to take that.
I don't know. They're weird. I'm not sure how old the two youngest girls, I'm not sure how old they are.
Well, if she's not 18, well, she's holding a cigarette, so I guess you guys say, well, that'd be illegal right there.
Well.
But anyway, and the fashion industry went through a time when it wasn't kosher to have models doing that with cigarette smoking.
I think they really tried to discourage it because they went for a while where all you heard about was their eating disorders. And then we haven't heard anything about it lately.
You know, the weird thing about cigarettes, and it's the oddest thing of how that has slipped through in our society, as like, I don't know. It's the weird transitional drug, if you want to call it that.
It would be the gateway drug.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah, that's the weird... It's not illegal. Yet, I mean, just imagine if me and you came up with something. that we came up with some product that
was
that you ingested into your body that was extremely addictive, an absolute known carcinogen, absolutely did... all kinds of foul things
to your body.
Would lock us up in a second. First of all, we'd be sued out of existence within a year or two.
You know what? I don't know, though. I don't know. I mean, if...
I just don't see how this product is legal, frankly. And I get it. If you made it illegal, people would just do it anyway, I suppose. But damn, how is this really legal?
You know, with what's illegal and what it's...
The worst part of it is that it's such a known carcinogen. Like, okay, yeah. So it's addictive. All right, caffeine's addictive. All right, you could say, well, that's one of those, okay, we'll let you have it even though it's... We'll let it be legal even though it's extremely addictive. But the fact that it absolutely...
Causes cancer.
Causes cancer and heart disease and lung cancer and a million other problems.
Yeah, I don't know.
How has that...
It's one of those, well, people have the freedom to choose, but bullshit. I mean, that's
You know, if you're Warren Buffett and you've got a gazillion dollars and you can pay your own health insurance, like you don't need health insurance.
Yeah.
Then sure, go for it. But if you ever, it will end up, which you will, 99% of the people with lung cancer or you've had... a bypass surgery because you smoked all your life. Most of these people are going to be on Medicare. Medicaid.
Just because private insurance won't pay for all that.
Well, and at a certain point, you're just a certain age.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff kills you slowly. So it's really great for the tobacco industry because you start in your 20s smoking. Yeah. It doesn't really kill you until your 60s or 70s. Yeah. By that time, you're on Medicare or Medicaid, and that covers you.
It is a weird, unique situation.
Right.
Alcohol and cigarettes are but a really, truly unique situations.
They are. And alcohol is addictive. And obviously in large quantities, it's a carcinogen. But the thing is, in small quantities, it's not. Maybe that's the argument these cigarette people can make. Like, well, if you just smoked one cigarette a day, that doesn't show, our studies show that doesn't do anything.
Yeah, nobody does that.
Hell, nobody does that, do they?
No. And, oh.
Well, I don't know.
I can say from personal experience, it is a demon on your back. And it is so hard to quit.
And they have to, obviously. Just like they've genetically modified pot for higher levels of THC and all this, they obviously have.
Well, I mean,
tobacco has to have more nicotine, more chemicals that enhance the nicotine. There's something, right?
The studies that, I mean, there wouldn't be the big tobacco settlements if they weren't putting stuff in those.
Right. Well, I don't know. It's just one of those weird things that, I mean, you can't stop people from taking pictures with cigarettes because it's legal. But it was frowned upon for a long time, and now it's back. I'm scrolling through these pictures for you of people.
Yeah, cigarette hanging out of their mouth.
That's part of an ad campaign.
That's ridiculous.
And this one's kind of weird.
This one is
from a Twitter account, The Love Magazine. From January the 4th, this is a girl smoking a cigarette in a workout outfit.
With a frog in her crotch.
Yeah, several frogs. And this is cartoonish all around her. She must be doing this against a green screen. Because this behind here is cartoonish.
Probably makes it easier to Photoshop her.
Well, my point is, though, I mean, and these little cartoon frogs and all this cartoon stuff, that's kind of kid-like.
Yeah.
Like that's
there are some laws about you have to, like they had to go in first and throw the advertisements out of the freaking schools because they were advertising in schools. That first they got them out of the school, then they got them out of the immediate, like within a block of the school.
Yeah.
I mean, they were targeting under 18, they were targeting children.
No, I'm sure. I've told you before, and we've talked about it on the show.
Well, there are countries that it's illegal to advertise to children at all. They don't have the endless hours of cartoons with advertising for. It floored me when I was visiting with mom and seeing all of the cartoons that are geared towards kids, and they play really all the time.
No, I'm sure. Well, like I said, in my school growing up, we had a smoking area.
We did too.
We literally had an area where you could go smoke between classes in high school.
Well, I think they got rid of it about the time I went to high school. I'm a little younger than you, Hank.
Oh, well. Well, I don't know. It's just one of those weird things. It's an in-betweener.
It's not illegal, but. Like I've said, like I tend to vote with my wallet, and if I see an ad campaign with an anorexic naked girl that looks 13 with a cigarette, I'm never going to buy the product that they're advertising.
Well, we're conscious like that. And yeah, and one of these pictures, by the way, and that is Kendall Jenner, says this is her account. That doesn't look healthy, really.
No.
I know it's supposed to be a sexy picture, but honestly, I don't think that's sexy at all.
I think it's a little disturbing.
Do you?
I think it's a little Walking Dead.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Maybe that's the point. Just don't get it. Maybe it's just artistic, supposed to be sexy.
Maybe.
But it's definitely not sexy.
I don't know. There's some people, I'm sure, that would think it is. But honestly, pedophiles.
I guess. And I get if she wants to pose with her cigarette, whatever.
It's her right.
It's her right.
It's my right not to buy her junk.
Yes. Well, and you just mentioned about buying stuff. I want to bring up an article I found in on Yahoo Finance. Who wrote this article? Timothy Appel.
Okay.
Americans want... Everybody says they want things that are made in America.
But they don't want to pay for it.
Nobody wants to pay for it. Many of you have said that for years. And here is an actual study that tells us exactly what we're saying is exactly right.
Okay.
So everybody out there, just quit fucking saying it. either do it or don't.
Either pay for made in America.
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Right. If you want all your factories to come back and you don't want your shit made in China, well, then stop buying it.
Yeah.
Then pay extra or stop bitching, one or the other. Either just stop saying, you can't, I hate when people.
It's double think.
It is double think. God, it really is double think. I'm glad you went through that book. This is a perfect example of double think. In fact, I'm glad you said that. It really is.
It is.
All right. Here's the deal. 70% of Americans, when they're polled, will answer it's either, quote, very important or, quote, somewhat important to buy U.S.-made products. 70%.
For everybody else, but not for them.
70%.
Okay.
All right. So of that 70%, or not of that 70%, here's another. And then now you go and ask this question. Basically, would you pay more if it was U.S.-made? Like if it was made in America, you had to pay a little more. Would you do that? Right off the bat, 37% say no. Not even if it's any more, I won't pay any more for it. 37%. Then the next increment is, well, what if you had to pay 5% more? Just 5% more, but it's all made in America. Would you do that? 26%. Only 26% would pay 5% more.
Wow.
Then you cap it off at 10%. Like you say, okay, well, would you pay 10% more if it was all made in the United States? And only 21% would do that. Oh, I'm sorry, 10%.
10%.
So you add those up. 37%, 26%, 10%. That's 73%. Within saying you're going to pay 10% more, 73% of the population, you lose them at 10%. They're like, no, absolutely not. I'm not paying more than 10%. 73% of the people will not pay 10%.
Okay.
Or more. Isn't that crazy? I mean, instead of a $100 wheelbarrow or whatever, it's $110. That's a deal breaker. No, absolutely not.
Well, the only, and I'm not making excuses, it's just pretty much everybody in America right now. Not everybody, but a lot of people in America. There's this huge class divide. There's people like us that can afford to shop at Kroger's and can afford to shop someplace besides Walmart. And then there's everybody else. And so many people are just...
There's some of that.
That $5 pair of shoes is pretty much what they can afford.
I don't know. I go back and forth. To a point, I think that. I know what you're saying. Like,
and to me, it seems to be almost 50-50 around here.
Like, I don't want to be an asshole one-percenter.
Uh-huh.
But the same people that you're saying...
are smoking cigarettes and buying Busch beer, I know.
Exactly. And driving, like, luxury cars.
I will disagree with that. I don't think so. I think the people that I'm talking about are not... The people that I'm talking about are driving a beat-up old banger like mine.
Well, that's a whole... That's the lowest level.
Well, there's... around here, it really seems to be almost split. Like, there are people that are driving new cars and could absolutely afford that. And now, whether they do or not is something else.
Right. But
there are people who could, and then the other 50% of them, like, legit couldn't.
Well, if you can't afford it, and you're right, around here, okay. There's a lot of people who can't afford it. All right, I get that. But this study isn't a study of low-income people.
Yeah.
Right, this is just Americans across the board. 70% think we should all buy more American stuff. But yet 73%...
won't pay more for it.
Right. Won't pay more than 10%. They cap out at that. And you can break it down into the none at all. The 37% says none at all. No, I won't pay any more.
Yeah.
And then 5% and then 10%. And no.
Well, these are the people who...
And those are average income. These are the people I'm talking about that are driving a car they can't afford and buying a bunch of shit they don't need. You know, instead of buying extra whatever they're buying that's bullshit, how about paying the extra 10% and buying some American shit? Or quit bitching about it. I don't care. Just one or the other. Or don't say, yes, I think it's very important that we should all buy American-made stuff. No, you don't.
Because you won't do it.
Because you won't do it.
Yeah.
73% of you assholes out there won't do it.
I know. I know. I know. It drives me crazy. It does. It
is doublethink.
Well, I have a confession. A doublethink confession.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not a doublethink confession. It is just... all right. I really love to vote with my wallet. You know, I do. I don't. There's certain stores I won't shop at. One of these days, I want to not shop at Walmart.
That's the one.
It's just so easy because they have everything I could get: duct tape and a pair of underwear.
Not another markdown special. No, I have to go.
No, I don't even know. It's just easier to get everything in one place. And I hate that about myself. But, and worse than that, like the brand of toilet paper that I really, 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 really like is, Angel Soft, which is like the Koch brothers that, like are the mega rich financing conservatives in Congress. I hate that. I wish I could find another brand of toilet paper I liked. But I can't.
So you just going to have to be stuck with Walmart.
Well, yeah, sometimes.
Well, and I'm not saying that we buy
anything. Honestly, in our area, it's not like we have other box stores. Like, we don't have someplace else that you could go and buy duct tape and clothes and a jug of milk at the same time.
Well, I'm not one of these. I try so hard not to be... the double think guy.
Yeah.
Like, I buy stuff made in China all the damn time. But if you tell me or poll me about, do I think it's important that we buy everything made in America? No, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's, you know, there's a balance, I think. Hell, it's probably what's keeping the whole world in check if we're buying a bunch of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
China.
I think because.
My God, they've got people living in still in enormous amounts of poverty.
Yeah.
If they ever become disgruntled. That whole country. Look at a map. Look how big China is, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, and somebody was talking about they're taking over the Panama Canal. Widen it, deepen it,
About 5 or 6 minimum of America's land-wise will fit inside of China.
Yeah.
Look at it, people. If those people ever really become assholes of the world, we're pretty fucked. Let's just face it.
Yeah, there's just so many Chinese people.
So, yeah. Buy a crescent wrench from them once in a while. Who gives a fuck? You know?
Well, I am for trade. I mean, I think that keeps the whole world working with each other.
Right.
I think it could be a good thing.
So. And that being said, yes, if I do see something that's, you know, that has a Made in America sticker and it's right beside, yeah, I'll buy that.
Yeah.
And we try to buy, instead of going to Satan's Outback, we go to local restaurants, and we do pay a little more for our food that's very local and fresh. And, you know, we're conscious about this stuff.
Yeah, we do. We do.
So, but anyway, I just thought it was...
We're realistic about it. Yeah, you're right. We wouldn't poll that way. That's for sure.
Yeah, I just think...
Somebody should poll me.
No, we never get polled. I just thought it was an interesting little study there. Where can everybody find us?
At hillbillynerdtalk.com. From there, they can follow your Twitter account and my Pinterest account.
And you've had some messages on Pinterest, haven't you?
I had one, yes.
Nice.
I don't have it up, so.
And and a tweet too. We get some.
Yeah, but I somehow got logged out of Twitter, and I don't have the password. I don't know it because I don't get on there very often, folks.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, everybody. Have a fantastic week, and we will talk at you next weekend.